So up next, we have Juan Zhang from Washington State University.
Please don't look at my slide first. I have a story to share. Good morning, everyone. I really appreciate you coming to my talk, and thanks, team, for moderating the session. I'll share the story first. So I have a question for everybody here. Washington is the national leader for processing red raspberry, and the price for the raspberry in 2015 was $1.2 per pound. Is there anyone can help me guessing what's the price last year for the processing red raspberry? Just guess through your answer. 60 cents? Close. It's barely close to half dollar per pound. So that's a huge decrease of the price for the growers. And any technology that can help grower promote the on-farm profitability would be really helpful. And I would like to thank the last two talk, the speakers who nicely translate me to my talk, because black raspberry, I'm working with raspberry, plus mulch, I'm working with plus mulch. So basically my talk is, and my takeaway would be improve the weed management, plant growth, and yield in flourishing red raspberry grown with plastic mulch. I'd like to give you some general introduction and backgrounds of the industry as well as the research. Washington State is a national leader of processing red raspberry. In 2018, Washington produced over 34,000 tons of processing red raspberry. That's a national leader. It's a lot. And there is one county in northwest of Washington where we conduct our research. It's produced over 96% of the state production. So you can see that most red raspberry industry in Washington is in one county. And there, the one change in the industry is using tissue culture plaques. Many growers are transitioning to this for many reasons. Of course, the clean plant for the growers, and it allows nursery to produce large amount of plant in a small operational area. However, some growers find that establishment of tissue culture could be a problem because they are a weak competitor with weeds. And the traditional way they manage the field in the first year is by hand weeding and no herbicide application, because you don't want to stun the tissue culture plants at planting because they have leaves. Plastic mulch has been used in agriculture since the 1950s. The most common one is polyethylene plastic mulch, but I want to introduce another plastic mulch to you today. It's called biodegradable plastic mulches. It's manufactured with a different feedstock and additives compared to polyethylene plastic mulch, and it's designed to biodegrade in the soil by the microbial activities within 2 years, and it has a potential to reduce the plastic waste generation. And why do we consider a plastic mulch or a biodegradable plastic mulches? First, there are a few studies that have been testing or exploring this in the perennial system. There are a lot of studies that have been exploring the biodegradable plastic mulch in the annual system, and there are only a few in the perennial system, and those studies are predominantly in the Europe, including raspberry, the crop including raspberry and vine grape. Secondly, it may reduce the labor and the cost associated with the polyethylene mulch removal and disposal. And last but not least, it may promote the on-farm efficiencies. Another growing constraint for the red raspberry grower in Pacific Northwest is Ruellia nematodes. It's one of the major plant parasites in red raspberry production in Pacific Northwest. And the way that growers typically manage it is by fumigation. And the red raspberry grower indicate that 70% of red raspberry growers indicate they fumigate the soil is due to this nematodes problem. In the past, there are some studies studying how the plastic culture impact this nematodes activity. Most of the study shows that the use of the plastic mulch could improve or increase the activity of these nematodes. So we want to know whether the use of the plastic mulch in Pacific Northwest, especially Northwest Washington, can impact or increase these nematodes to a level that is detrimental to the plants. So to answer all the questions, we established the trial 2 years ago in May 2017. And here are our treatments. We have 6 treatments. The top 4 are biodegradable plastic mulches with different thickness and different feedstocks. And the 5th one is polyethylene mulch. And the last one is bare ground control, which is a grower standard practice. And for the experimental design, the size of the plot is 0.33 hectare. It's a randomized complete block design with 6 treatment. Replicate 5 times. Each plot was 36 meters. We blocked across the row due to the soil texture variations. The grower fumigated, or the company fumigated the land, broadcast fumigated the land in September 2016. And the cultivar we are using is called Wakefield. It's 100% produced through tissue culture. And for the objectives of this study, we want to learn or evaluate the impacts of the plastic mulches on plant growth, fruit yield, weed incidence, nematodes population, and soil temperature and moisture. Of course, because this study includes the biodegradable plastic mulches, we also want to know the degradation, both on soil and in soil degradation of this plastic mulch. Now I'm transitioning to my data collection, where I will introduce you what kind of data I collected and what method I used. Due to the interest of the time, I will only share 2 types of data with you. However, I do have a lot of data. It's categorized to 4 groups: plant, pests, soil, mulch, and I will introduce plant and pests to you today. But I will be here today. If you have any questions, just stop and we can discuss. Before that, I think Dr. Weber already introduced what is a Florican black raspberry. It's pretty similar to what is a Florican red raspberry. It has a perennial root system and biennial kings, which means that there are 2 types of kings in one plant. The first year growth of the king is purely vegetative growth. There is no fruit after the winter. This Florican, first year primary king will transform to Florican that will bear the fruit in the second year. This picture was taken July 2017, 2 months later after our mulch application. Probably it was taken by my advisor Lisa DeVetter. I want to give her credit. She's also here today. And this picture shows you how we collect the primary king growth data. The man in the black shirt is marrying the tallest leaf tip in one plant as primary king head, and we collect, we average the 10 plants in each plot. And the man in the ring gear in brown color is counting the numbers of the kings in each plant as the primary king numbers. As for the 2017 primary king head data, the y-axis is the primary king head in centimeters. The x-axis is the dates that we collect the data. We didn't find any difference in May 2017, which was great because that's our initial height. However, we found difference only a month later after mulch application. And by the end of the growing season, which was 2017 October, we found the average primary height was 36 centimeters higher across mulch treatments compared to the bare ground control. And if you look at the 2017 primary king number, we found a similar trend. The y-axis is the primary king numbers per plant. The x-axis is the dates that we collected data. By the end of the growing season in October 2017, we found the average primary king numbers was 5 more across the mulch treatments compared to the bare ground control. And that's a huge increase. In the bare ground, it had 5 kings per plant. Sorry, it has 7 kings per plan, but average king number in the mock treatment was 14. So it was a 71% increase. And this is the yield data. We harvest the field, or grower harvest the field. We went there and collect the yield data in 2018. I would like to mention that the processing red raspberry is mainly harvested by the machine. The grower harvests the field 14, 15 times, and we collect the yield from 14 harvest. The first column here is a treatment, and the second to fourth columns here are the 14 harvests that we categorized based on this cultivar's production cycle to early, middle, and late. But I would like you to just focus on the last column, which is the total yield due to the interest of the time. We found that the average fruit yield was increased when the plant were mulched compared to the bare ground control, and the average increase of yield is 34%. That's a huge increase. And now I'm going to share the second category of the data, the pest. It has weeds and root elementals populations. This is 2017 cumulative weeds number. The y-axis is the weeds number per square meter. The x-axis is the dates. Although the grower hand-weeded the bare ground plots 3 times during the season, we still found that the average or the cumulative weeds number across the in the bare ground plot was higher compared to all mulched treatments. As for the root nematodes population data, the first column here is a treatment. The rest column are the data that we collect root nematodes population, either from the soil or from the roots of the plants. And just focus on the last days. That's the last time we collect the samples for root nematodes population extraction. It was collected in September 2018, and under September 2018, I have population in the soil. For the population in the soil, we found that the soil treated with polyethylene had a higher root nematodes population compared to the soil treated with one biodegradable plastic mulches. And if we focus on the root nematodes population in the roots, which is more indicative compared to the population in the soil, we found that the population, when the plants is treated with PE mulch, it had a higher population compared to one biodegradable plastic mulch and also, bare ground control. The number looks really high to you. However, the nematologist from USDA ARS in Oregon, she does a lot of research with the nematodes and raspberry, and in some of her papers, she found that even the population is over 3,000, it's not really detrimental to the plants. And another reason there is no decrease in plant growth and yield in this higher population under PE mulch could be the plant growth under the PE mulch outgrowth the root nematodes populations. And so to conclude, plants grown with biodegradable plastic mulch and polyethylene mulch had a higher primary king growth as well as yield compared to bare ground control, which is, again, grower standard practice in Northwest Washington. And there is no difference in average berry weight. The mulch treatment successfully controlled the weeds compared to the bare ground control, and there is no hand weeding needed. Soil temperature was generally higher and is 1.2 Celsius higher across mulch treatment during the growing season. Root nematodes population were greater when the soil treated with the polyethylene mulch. However, I can't conclude whether it's good or bad for plants, but we are continuing collecting the samples to see whether there will be a negative effect on the plant. Thank you. Overall, biodegradable plastic mulch and polyethylene mulch could be a tool for the growers who grow raspberry in Northwest, Pacific Northwest using tissue culture transplants. And I also want to share some industry changes with you. I started research 2 years ago, and we've noticed in Northwest Washington, there's already more than 400 acres adoption of using plastic mulches of if you think a perennial crop, in 2 years, 200 acres, that's a lot. And if you look at the adoption study in sociology, and 2 years adoption, 400 acres is really quick in terms of the adoption rate. And I would like to thank my research team as well as people in our lab, other lab, and grower cooperators. thank for my funding resources and the material from the industry. And here is a citation. And the last one is a paper that we just published earlier this year, and which you can, if you are interested in that, I'll be here today, and I'm happy to forward that paper to you. And I'm happy to take any questions. Thank you. Yes, Johnson.
Did you measure soil moisture content differences between the treatments?
The question was, did I measure any soil moisture content in between different treatments? Yes, I did. I measured the soil volumetric water content. We found that in general, soil volumetric water content was higher under the plastic mulch compared to the bare ground control. And it was highest in the PE mulch compared to biodegradable plastic mulch, because biodegradable plastic mulch is is less permeable compared to the polyethylene mulch. Thanks.
That's all the time we have.
Thank you very much.